Hello?
Hello, is Gary Mosley there?
Is this he?
Is this Gary Mosley?
Yes, it is.
I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential, okay?
No, okay.
Damn, let me see.
First, yeah, are you in a place where we can talk safely and open on yourself?
Guess
on your
who
phone?
I watched last night.
Yeah.
Guess who I want to
okay.
Be.
I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we would make this as quick as possible. And we really appreciate your time, okay? Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
And your age, if you don't mind? What is your age?
68.
Okay. I know it's still a long way, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for President Congress? Other office? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote with a chance of 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
If I'm alive, it's 100% that I'm going to vote.
Okay, that's a definitely vote.
Yeah.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming congressional election in November 2024.
How enthused am I in voting?
Yes, sir.
I would say 80%.
Okay, from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. Will you use, you can use
10.
Them?
10. 10.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
You know what they ride around the
country? Oh, am I satisfied with the direction the country?
Come here, boy.
I'm satisfied.
Okay, satisfied. Okay.
Do
you approve or disapprove on the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve. Somewhat approve.
Now, next question. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations on a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay? First person,
okay.
Biden.
Biden.
Yes, sir. From 0
the
to
president.
100. Yes, sir.
Well, because I voted for him, I approve of his approval.
Okay, from 0 to 100, how would you rate on how you feel?
Bottom one, nobody's perfect, so from 0 to what?
To 100?
I'd say 75%.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next question, Project 2025.
I think of Project 2025.
Yes,
I would say from 0 to 100, Two.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
As big as I voted for, I would say 75.
Okay. The Republican Party.
As big as I know some Republican people, but I didn't vote for them. I'd say 50.
Okay. The Democratic Party.
Okay. How many of them do I know? I would say 65.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a rating from 1 to 100, right?
From 0 to 100. Okay.
30.
Thank you, sir. J.D. Vance. How would you rate from 0 to 100?
Really? I don't even really know.
Okay. So, never heard of him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know he's running on the ticket with Trump, but I still don't, you know what he's doing other than running on the ticket with Trump. So, I would say 10.
Okay.
Because I have heard of him.
Okay. Now, next question. Tammy Baldwin.
Tammy Baldwin. Okay, that's state senator. I mean, yeah. 65%.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, next question. I know it's still a long ways off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
I will vote for Harris.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, next question. This is going to be a long one, but if you need me to repeat it, let me know, because your opinion is very important, and I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. Okay. Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is very convincing. Reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
First statement, while Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As vice president, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 per 4 million of Americans and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. 0 to 10. Your opinion.
My opinion on that. Well,
yes.
I don't think she has much to do with the Affordable Care Act, because that's that was that during Biden's term. But I'm going to say 8.
Okay.
Did you hear me?
Okay. You would say not at all convincing? 0? Somewhat convinced?
No. I said, rated from 0 to 10, right?
Yes, sir. 10 being very convincing.
I said 8.
8. Okay. Thank you. Next statement reads, In November, we have a simple choice, Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex offenders in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump has taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taken down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career. And with our support, she'll do it again in November. From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay.
I believe she'll do it again.
Thank you, sir. Next statement. This November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. But this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a change to turn on country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation. That's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all in a country that sorely needs it. 0 to 10.
I say 10.
Thank you, sir. Next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Harris.
Okay, thank you, sir. Once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
I would say 9.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024. Presidential elections. You could use any number between 0 to 10. First statement, Donald Trump promised big oil executive billions of dollars worth of tax cuts and the elimination of environmental regulations in exchange for $1 billion towards his campaign, leaving ordinary Americans vulnerable to corporate price gouging and stalling actions to address climate change. From 0 to 10.
Is it a reason to vote for Donald Trump?
No, that would be, from 0 to 10, why do you think it's important to vote in 2024?
Oh.
0, not convincing. 10, very convincing. Somewhat convincing with a 5.
Just I would say that's a very convincing. So I would say 10.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next statement. Trump and Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off. Quote, entitlement programs and quoted, ignoring that they spent a lifetime earnings and paying for those benefits, we must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and our parents and grandparents from 0 to 10.
I would say 10. That's reasonable if they're talking about making you work till you're dead. Yes, it's important to vote. 10.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Next statement. All women, but black women in particular, have fought long and very hard for the rights to control their own bodies in this country. Donald Trump is a threat to that fundamental right. Trump bragged about getting Roe v. Wade overturned and taking away women's reproductive rights. And he would sign a national bill to ban abortion, and he's appointed judges who are trying to ban contraceptives like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an assault on the women, on the people's right to make choices for themselves. 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Last statement. We need gun reform now to make our community safer, but Trump's policies would make things worse. Trump is aligned with the NRA and the gun lobby and has promised to not only block any meaningful gun reform like banning assault weapons, but will make it even easier to purchase high-powered guns without background checks or a permit. If we want to make our community safer and protect our young people, we must vote to stop them from flooding our streets with guns. From 0 to 10.
10. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Harris.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10. From 0 to 10, your opinion would be?
Well, I'm always enthused to vote, so I would just say 10. Just...
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Switching gears a bit. A little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay. Are you married, unmarried? Okay. What you mean high school from first to 11th grade or high school graduate?
Oh, well, I did 2 years of college. So
Okay. So some college vocational certificate or bachelor's degree?
Vocational certificate.
Okay, great. Okay.
So that's question. 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married. Married.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I got a bunch of grandkids. I got 3 grandkids living in my household, so, yeah.
Under the age of 18, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your opinion. Okay? You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.